The talk of the town is that Uber is coming to Mackay. We can confirm that apparently it's going to be here in December, which I'm, for one, am really excited about.
That's the idea, I guess, in having it in December is that it's for the Christmas period where obviously more people are out and about.
Apparently a lot of people in our region have actually been downloading the app and trying to, you know, find an Uber in Mackay, and that's why they've decided to pick our region to come to.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, they're coming to lots of regions
they
around
are.
Australia.
Yeah.
They're rolling it out everywhere.
Not everywhere, but some big
hubs, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Graham on 13 12 16. How do you feel about Uber coming to Mackay?
I think it's one of the greatest things to happen. I live in Cairns, and it's the greatest thing to happen in Cairns.
Yeah.
And really look forward to it happening in Mackay.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I'm there with you, Graham. I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you often calling taxis in Mackay?
Yeah,
you are.
I travel a lot with work.
Yep.
And the number of times I've been ripped off by taxi drivers in Mackay and in lots of other places. I speak to lots of other people who travel with work. And quite a few of us have been to the airport, being picked up by the maxi bus and being charged separately for the same trip. So the driver's getting multiple fares.
Right.
If there was no demand for Uber, they wouldn't open.
No, that's right.
Yeah, right.
And do you find it to be a lot cheaper to use Uber?
It is cheaper, but that's not the main motivation.
Okay.
Where I live in Cairns, it's certainly I use Uber for social purposes where I wouldn't use a taxi because it's a big price difference, but for work it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, right, okay. So, yeah. Yeah, but would you still, even for work trips, you would still opt to use an Uber?
Even if I have to wait, even if the drivers are great, they all make an effort to talk to you.
Yeah, right.
And it's just been, you know, they're not perfect. Things do go wrong with Uber, and I have had some bad drivers.
Mm.
But over the years, compared to taxis, it's just been like chalk and cheese.
Yeah, wow.
I do just want to say, though, the taxi drivers that I've sat in with and spoken to over the years here in Mackay, 95% of them are great and good to talk to and good people. But, look, competition is just one of those things. It happens, doesn't it?
Mm. And like you say, it's 95%, and 5% that aren't good is still not good enough.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be not every Uber driver is probably perfect either.
No.
But
I'm going to be an Uber driver.
Thanks. Appreciate your call.
The other side of it is I've spoken to lots of Uber drivers who have a great lifestyle. So mums and people like that who there's no other way they can get a job that they can turn on and off with their lifestyle.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
An Uber fan.
Retired people, so many people who couldn't be a taxi driver.
Yeah, right, okay. No, thanks for your call, Graham.
Appreciate it.
No, it's great.
See ya.
Thank you.
And if you want to give us a call on 13 12 16 and let us know how you feel about Uber coming to Mackay, please do. Comments are still coming in on our Facebook page, tons of them.
Yeah, Jessica said, about time, I'm sick of waiting 2+ hours for a cab. Lacey said that video shops...
That's Saturday night.
That's got to be Saturday night.
There's no other time you'll wait that long, but still that's very...
It's so annoying. Yeah. Lacey said, video shops accept changing times, taxi drivers need to as well. Not every profession has job security over your lifetime.
That's right.
Fair point there. But yeah, give us a call. Tell us how you feel about Uber coming to our town.
Louise on the line. Uber coming to Mackay. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no, awesome. Use them in Brisbane and Cairns. But I was just going to mention, someone mentioned security.
Yeah.
To pay for Uber, you have to have a PayPal account. And to have a PayPal account, you have to show your license, your credit card, and another bank account.
Are you sure? Because I've got
a
Uber
PayPal account,
and
I
don't know that I put all that information.
You can just put your credit card on there. You don't have to link it to a PayPal account. You can just link it to a credit card.
Well, there you go. You know,
yeah.
There you go. Pay last used it in Brisbane. Yeah. Maybe it was my credit card, but in America I used it, and it linked straight back to my credit card through PayPal.
I see. There's probably a few different ways of doing it, but it is it's convenient. Yeah, you just got the app on your phone. It's you know, you can track the driver and see where they're at.
Yeah.
We used it in Hawaii and America actually this year and last year, and it was very good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when I've used it, I found it really good. It's sort of, you forget that you're spending money though, because it's just so easy, and you're like, then you look at your bank card later and you're like, oh yeah, I forgot all the Ubers I paid for.
Like, I know in America you have to have a black car.
Oh, do you? I don't think that's the case here. I know that they've got to be to a certain standard, and they have to be a certain model. Like, they can't be super old, for example. They've got to be a newish car. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Louise.
Thanks. Bye.
Georgia, are you excited?
I am very excited that Uber is coming to Mackay, but something people might not think about is if their car is financed, they can't use it to be an Uber driver.
Really? I didn't know
yeah.
that. Well,
I don't know if it's for everyone, but usually when you sign away for your finance, you have to declare that you're not going to use the car to make any money.
Ooh, right.
Well, something
there
worth noting if people are thinking about being
good
a driver.
Good bit of information there, Georgia.
Yeah. But I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too.
Are you one of these people like me who is, you know, has to wait a long time on a Saturday night for a taxi?
Yeah, well, I usually drive. I don't ever drink, so that's never an issue for me. But I'm more excited to earn the extra cash.
Yeah. Ah. We don't need to save a bit of money.
There you go. Hey,
yeah.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you.
Bye.
Crystal, what's your thoughts on Uber coming to Mackay?
Well, I actually got a question about it.
Yeah.
Do we get Uber Eats?
I don't know. I'm guessing that'll be the next thing that we would get. But
because if we get that, then I'm happy.
Yeah. I can just see all my money leaving my account as we talk about Uber Eats right now.
Oh, me too. Between Uber Eats and Afterpay, I'll be...
That's it. It's the end of it,
broke.
Right?
I know. Broke but happy.
Absolutely.
Broke but not hungry.
We'll let you know when we know, but we're not sure.
Not sure about that one yet.
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah. Thanks for your call.
Thanks. Bye.
Lynn, what's your thoughts?
It's awesome, Demo. I was at a safety tech summit earlier this year, and they had the CEO of Uber speaking there, and the unintentional consequences of Uber that they really didn't anticipate was one of the biggest ones was the reduced, obviously, the reduced number of drink driving effects centres in the town. So if that reduces our drink driving statistics in Mackay, then that's fabulous.
That is really good. Yeah, I didn't think about it like that. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Less people taking a chance on a weekend if it's taking too long to get a taxi.
Yeah, they say they see it as a bit of a culture change that when they talk about drink driving now, they in towns where Uber is, they say, oh, it's all right, I'll just get an Uber, I'll leave my car at home.
Fantastic,
That was fabulous.
That's interesting.
But also the safety of the clients and the drivers as well, just because of the things that they have in place for people to be able to report, you know, anything that goes on, but also sort of like being able to track where you're going and things like that.
Yeah.
The safety is phenomenal for, you know, compared to any other carrier. really excited to bring Uber to Mackay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lynn.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks.
We've got Paul right now on 13, 12, 16. Paul, what's your thoughts on Uber coming to Mackay in December is what it looks like?
I think it's actually great. I used Uber down in Brisbane and they're excellent. They're within 2 minutes because I've got an Uber app and it tells you where the nearest Uber driver is. So you phone them up and away you go. And also there's no cash. It's all just on your card. That's it.
Yeah, it's easy.
Obviously, there are some people who aren't pleased about this idea. A lot of them would be taxi drivers saying there's not enough work for them now. But the thing is, this is change happens. And, you know, not every industry survives forever. Taxi drivers will still be able to get work. But, yeah, probably not as much. But it's just the way the world goes, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. But, you know, I mean, there's competition, isn't it? And, you know, taxi drivers have been around a long time. And of course, they've got a right to earn a living just as much as the Uber guy. But I think, look, Mackay's going to grow. And, it doesn't matter how long it takes for Mackay to grow. But, you know, I mean, it will grow. And there'll be enough room for both taxis and the Uber drivers to operate. And I think they'll get along fine. I know there's going to be maybe a few issues. But... you know, they'll be sorted out and will sort itself out in the wash.
A little bit of a getting used to period, but yeah, I think it's going to be good. Looking forward to it. Thanks for your call, Paul.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Melissa?
We need this so badly.
Yeah.
I've moved here from Brisbane, and so I still work in Brisbane, and I fly down a lot, and I've had delayed flights. And so that last flight in, if there's a delay, there's actually no cab drivers on. So there was an entire flight waiting for hours to try and get home. Like, people had kids and suitcases and it was chaos. Like, as someone who, obviously from Brisbane, I was like, oh, if we had Uber, this would be sorted in 15 minutes.
And look, it's 2018. Competition, it's always going to happen, isn't it?
We've got to keep up with the times.
Yeah, it's very much needed.
It's inevitable. And also try getting a taxi at, 2 in the morning on a Sunday morning after a night out. That's tough.
Yeah, definitely. Now all we need is Uber Eats so I can just sit at home and eat all the good food.
Yeah. I agree with you there. Thanks for your call, Melissa.
No worries. Bye.
Give us a call on 13, 12, 16, whether you're for or against Uber, and keep your comments coming in on our Facebook page. Lots here. Rach Jason says, I thought it was already here.
Jason, what's going on with you?
I think you've been picked up by an illegal taxi operation or something.
Lacey said video shops accept changing times. Taxi drivers need to as well. Not every profession has job security over your lifetime.
Right.
Fair point there. Jessica said, I'm sick of waiting 2+ hours for a cab. So,
That wouldn't be off. It's just certain times of the week where that can be the case. But it's enough for some people, isn't it? Danica, what's your thoughts on it?
Oh, I love Uber. I used to live in Brisbane, caught it all the time, and let's not forget Uber Eats. That's always going to be a bonus.
I know. I wonder how soon they're going to get Uber Eats up and running. Hopefully pretty soon.
Hopefully over the Christmas break. But I know there's a lot of people saying that, they're going to lose their job, but I really don't think that's the case. If you feel like you're going to get more... work with Uber, then why don't you just become an Uber driver?
I thought the same thing, I don't understand what... if you really wanted to... felt like you were getting less jobs and just be an Uber driver. I don't think it's that hard.
Well...
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do both, and you're not going to get all the work if you're an Uber driver. It's going to be a bit spread out at the moment.
Yeah, I think maybe at first, definitely adjustments, but I think it's a really good thing and everybody needs to embrace it because it's worked everywhere else and everybody's really happy with their service majority of the time. I think there's only a couple of cases where something really bad has gone wrong, but a lot of the time in Mackay, you're waiting more than 20 minutes for your taxi to arrive, which is kind of a bummer. And like Jono said, especially really late at night, whether you're at the airport or out clubbing, it takes a really long time to get a taxi. I've been waiting in taxi lines for up to 2 hours.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's a peak time and people know that. And if I was able to do it myself, I would probably just want to work, from 12 till 6 on a Saturday night.
Look, 95% of our taxi drivers do their absolute best and they're great people. Nothing against them whatsoever. It's just... Yeah. Look, yeah, it's...
We need more options.
Competition happens,
Something different. Let's embrace it.
Yeah.
Thanks for your
Danica.
Call.
No worries. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Amy, your thoughts on Uber coming to Mackay?
I think it'd be really good.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be what most people are thinking.
That's the general consensus,
Competition is good for the consumer, isn't it? It gives you more options and... Yeah.
It is. I also think Aldi should come up here as well.
Well, since we're talking about good
stuff. I know. I saw an article that Aldi have these above ground swimming pools that they've just released that are really cheap. And I'm like, I want one of these.
I don't know why they won't come up far north.
I know. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Oh my God. They would kill it.
We need a campaign. We need a campaign together.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started, Amy.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, we got a little sidetrack there, but that's okay. Want to give us a call about anything on 13, 12, 16? Yeah, you're more than welcome to. But Uber, December is when it's said that it will be here in Mackay.